From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey blames ISIL. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday the Islamic State is the prime suspect in Saturday's double suicide bombing in Ankara. Meanwhile, Turkish authorities are facing accusations from angry citizens. Dorian Jones takes a look.
The government faces increasing accusations of negligence, if not collusion, in Turkey's worst terrorist attack, charges it vehemently denies. Main opposition parties are blaming the government policy of backing radical Islamist groups fighting the Syrian government for contributing to the attack. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu declared the Islamic State group is the prime suspect, and authorities are close to identifying one of the bombers. Dozens of suspected Islamic State militants have been arrested, but it's not clear if they are connected to the bombing. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The European Council on Monday called for Russia to immediately end military attacks in Syria that do not target Islamic State or other UN-designated terrorist organizations. Russia's defense ministry says its aircraft hit 53 targets in Syria in the past 24 hours. It posted videos online of what it describes as airstrikes against an IS training camp in Idlib province and an underground IS facility in Latakia province. Opposition candidates are calling for Guinea's presidential election to be annulled, saying the vote Sunday was rigged to favor incumbent leader Alpha Conde. The seven opposition candidates held a news conference Monday to denounce the election as a grand deception. The candidates said they had recorded a number of irregularities in the voting, including falsified results, ballot box stuffing, and intimidation and arrests by security forces. This is VOA News. Iranian state television report that Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian has been convicted on charges that include espionage. The report quoted a judiciary spokesman but did not include details of the verdict. It did say Rezaian and his lawyer are eligible to appeal the conviction within 20 days. Palestinians stepped up the pace of stabbing attacks Monday against Jews in the Jerusalem area. Israeli police shot and killed two alleged assailants. The worst spell of street violence in years showed little sign of abating. In southern Afghanistan Monday, gunmen riding a motorbike shot and killed a doctor who worked for the United Nations Assistance Mission. No one has claimed responsibility for shooting Tur Pakai Olfat in Kandahar. She had worked for the UN for the past 12 years. Princeton University professor Angus Deaton has won the 2015 Nobel Economics Prize for his analysis of consumption, poverty, and welfare. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said by linking detailed individual choices and aggregate outcomes, Deaton's research has helped transform the fields of microeconomics, macroeconomics, and development economics. Deaton, a British and U.S. citizen born in Scotland, has been a professor of economics and international affairs at New Jersey's Princeton University since 1983. Saudi Arabia's King Salman Monday rejected any suggestion that his country should give up its role as the organizer of the Hajj following last month's deadly stampede in Mida. The Saudi monarch said criticism of the kingdom's handling of security during the Hajj will not affect his country's oversight of the annual Islamic pilgrimage. Russia's main security agency says it foiled a terrorist attack in Moscow by a group of Russian citizens, several of whom it claims were trained in Syria by the Islamic State group. The Federal Security Service said Monday it raided an apartment in the Russian capital after receiving information a group there was plotting a terrorist act targeting Moscow's public transportation system. U.S. President Barack Obama says Hillary Clinton made a mistake in using a private email server while she served as his Secretary of State, but that it did not endanger national security. Mr. Obama was interviewed on CBS Television's 60 Minutes program. The president said Clinton could have been quicker in disclosing her use of the email server, which was housed at her home outside New York City. Clinton is the leading Democratic presidential candidate trying to succeed Mr. Obama. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.